Well, the most urgent issue is recovery from the latest series of fires. We have people that are going to be living in campers and tents, and then we have people that are looking to reconstruct. We have the uninsured, the underinsured, and, of course, those people that are better off, that are moving forward and would like to get their plans out and get started. That's what we're facing, and it doesn't have the attention of the state or the world as the Camp Fire did. I mean, this Northern Complex Fire, or the Bear Fire, whichever you'd like to call it, just doesn't seem to garner the attention or the philanthropy that the first fire did. So it's going to be much more difficult to assist people in rebuilding. I think going forward, District 1 needs to look to increasing our tourism, trying to bring in long-time, well-paying jobs. I'd like to see some more forest industry. We've learned that, you know, burning the forest isn't working. We need to manage them more, and we need to learn to have more robust harvest plans, and we need to get people back to work, clearing brush and getting the forest back in a manageable situation. With that stated, I think an important part of our tourism will be the beauty of our district, and unfortunately, most of all, the beautiful canyons from Bald Rock all around the lake are burned out, and we need to replant them and get them up and running for our tourist industry, for the enjoyment of people, too.
Supervisor Connolly, you are a big advocate for making sure that the dam is safe. Is that still a concern for you?
Absolutely. I meet with a group at least monthly. We have hired a couple well-known people. Terrible about names. One of them is Rune. He's done many reports on a state level on different disasters, and he's doing a report now on the Oroville Dam. We believe that as a group, we're worried about the integrity of the dam going forward and the operations of the dam. It seems like you go to a meeting with DWR and their consultants, and you have to leave there and think it over. I'll give a good example. They said that if there was an earthquake, one of the potential damages would be facing the dam on the right-hand side. Part of it could slough off down into the powerhouse. But that earthquake, we only got a 1 in 30,000 years or 1 in 500 chance. Therefore, it shouldn't be a concern to us, and we should just let that go. Now, if it goes into the powerhouse, there's no way to operate gates. Except through backup generators, there's no way to generate power, let water out. And also it could be a failure of the dam. So the way I look at it is, I wish I could say that when I build you a house as a general contractor, that I can ignore the threat of earthquakes. You don't need any of the earthquake tie-downs. Your water heater can stand free. Everything's cool because you're going to accept a 1 in 500 chance that earthquake will hit your house. So I believe that they still have an attitude they're too big to fail. I do believe they listen to us better now under the new director, but they still don't quite get it, that we need priority one to be public safety, and we would desire more recreation number two, which is an economic problem we have in Butte County. I could talk to a whole program on that. And number three, we worry about water delivery. And unfortunately, I believe the water contractors in DWR have it backwards. I mean, they're going to go for water delivery, give us as little recreation as they can, and convince us that their safety is all well and good. And I just don't believe that's true. I could get into detail cracks in some of the infrastructure near the gates, no redundancy on repairing the gates. Again, you know, the attitude that if there's an earthquake, it's only a 1 in 500 chance, so we don't need to prepare for that.
Supervisor Bill Connolly, you talked about the concerns that you have or the issues that you want to address in this next term for the folks in District 1, but you, of course, are one member of a five-member board. Talk about some of the most important issues that you see facing the entire county.
Well, I think COVID, the impacts of COVID to our small business has really impacted the entire county. It's being very destructive to the middle class. and our working poor are very well much impacted, depending on, you know, this extra unemployment. It's not healthy. We need to try to separate ourselves from the numbers in Sacramento County. I'm not saying that COVID isn't real. I'm not saying that it isn't very threatening to older people, but it seems just doing your own research and thinking for yourself. We're trying to kill a fly with a hammer in Butte County because we're tied again to Sacramento County and Yolo County, and we shouldn't be. Acute care beds per 100,000 people and the potential to add more, it gives us a much better safety cushion. And again, I think there's got to be a more of a middle ground, and I think that's going to impact us for years to come. You lose all your restaurants, you lose all your middle class that work there. You've got a huge impact. A lot of small businesses that are threatened with termination over the COVID, and I think that impacts the whole county. Then on a larger regional issue is, of course, water will always be an issue. We have plenty of it. Everybody wants it. I believe that our county rules and regulations protect it. We have to stay vigilant and keep lobbying on a state and federal level that there's no way to gut our ordinances or take our water out of county. And then the infrastructure issues, you know, we need to grow in a proper manner. And I think, and again, it points to District 1, needs more sewer infrastructure and more roadway infrastructure to allow rational growth in marginal land, which is available. I think we're going to look at, you know, growth into our ag land as a kind of a negative, and it should be. God only made so much good loam, and I hate to see anything go across the green line, it's hard, you know, when you have communities right out in ag land. So these are things we're going to look for. Then looking forward in all our districts, if you have any forest lands, we have to be so much more careful how people grow there and yet not restrict their property rights. So there's going to be a balance. And I think stricter requirements countywide on clearing land and keeping it fire safe. And that could be in the valley, too, where your neighbor can impact you by not managing their land, where their property caught on fire could burn you down. I could go on and on. I mean, this is an interesting part about this job. It never quits. You know, it never quits evolving. There's always an issue.
Supervisor Connolly, you brought up a lot of issues looking forward. You're still dealing with the impact of the fires and the current COVID crisis and on and on and on. If you could give us just one or two of the biggest obstacles that you see in your job that you've been doing for quite some time now.
Well, I think on the fire is, again, it's just not as glorious a fire, I hate to put it that way, as a campfire. And where government is going to be restricted in what we can do for the public because we're not going to be backfilled going forward. And as far as the campfire and the impacts of the campfire and a PG&E settlement, I think that the board, I think we have varying ideas, but I hope we can join together to use that money to mitigate the actual impacts of the fire on the public and put the public first on that. And then, I don't know, going forward, you know, Highway 70 is going to get completed. That'll be great, but we need to look at maybe a regional rail and trying to tie into hopefully Orrville. The depot, we're working on that to allow people to travel in alternative methods and come visit us and spend their money and go home. Yeah, and then I really am concerned, and I'll keep bringing this up, that we're missing the ball. We're dropping the ball with the mentally ill. The extreme mentally ill that are out on the streets are not inclined and rarely come in for services. And it's going to take a different look. If they're a threat to themselves or a threat to the public, as many of them are, that are extremely mentally ill, we need to build a regional facility out of empathy for them and compassion, and also to protect our citizenship. It's not working. You just can't leave people out under bridges and along the roads and without, you know, a real source of income, a way to, we've tried with free showers, which I fully support. But again, that's probably not the people we need to get off the street that'll show up for a free shower. But somehow, hopefully, we can come up with a solution for regional mental health facilities that would help our society in general and help people, again, out of compassion and empathy.